committee meeting to order April 20th, 2016 at 4:13 PM. Roll call, please.
John Yek.
Present.
William Supernaw.
Here.
Shannon Edwards.
Present.
Ron Shaw. Archie Mason.
Present.
Angela Pratt.
Clear quorum, next item on the agenda is prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this afternoon. We ask, Lord, that you would have upon us, leading God us through this meeting and through the rest of the day, Lord. We ask that you watch over us, watch over our loved ones, keep them safe. Thank you for the blessings you've given us, Lord, and we ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Item 4 is approval of minutes. Say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Meeting is approved. Item 5, consideration of ONCA 1645, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,500,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. So also our Congresswoman Edwards, Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, this was a bill that
Congresswoman
Edwards, the principal chief put out in July of last year, and we appropriated money in a special session, if you recall. My effort this year was to avoid having a special session with potentially brand new people come in and find out that they're supposed to appropriate money, but so I was hoping that we would get it done now, but I believe I can ask the assistant principal chief, do I understand correctly that any amount of money appropriated for scholarships for this year, for next fiscal year, if we pass it out, will be vetoed?
Yes, ma'am.
So, since the principal chief is going to veto money for scholarships for next year, I don't see any reason, and we can't override at this point, I don't see any reason to continue on, although it would be nice to make him to write the message. But I guess he doesn't even have to do that now because we're in a pocket veto situation. So I would ask that you just keep it in committee and it will just die whenever this. I mean, it could sit there in case he calls a special session in July. We could still have it there. Or June. But other than that, it can sit there.
Okay.
Carson, make a motion to. Gives her what's postponed on NCA 1635 to the call of the chair.
Second by Congressman Supernaw, discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Congressman Supernaw.
Assistant Chief. Is he going to veto every one of these?
Five yes, six yes. I think seven yes. I'd have to look at it, and I don't know about eight.
Seven doesn't go.
Okay. Item 6 is consideration of ONCA 1646, an act to authorize and appropriate $7 million to the Health Benefit Plan Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
Well, as we know in the Act, which maybe we would hear that it's unconstitutional too, it requires that the treasurer report on or before October 1st, 2016, that there is money in the fund to support the $500 benefit for the Osage people for the next calendar year, as well as a $1,000 benefit for the elders, the over 55s, or over 65, sorry. So without an addition of funds in that fund, I don't know how they're going to possibly be able to do that. But given that he says that that money will be vetoed, I guess we'll just let the next Congress know that if no more funds are put into that fund before October 1st, 2016, there will not be sufficient funding to fund the $500 benefit or $1,000 benefit in calendar year 2017. And if we don't have a treasurer, I guess the acting treasurer will be the person that will make that determination. So I'll move to postpone that. Based on the representation that, this bill, if passed out, will be vetoed, I'll move to postpone.
Second.
Mr. Chairman.
Any discussion? Assistant Chief.
Only to add that Chief's comments were that he just felt the bills were premature and we'll probably consider them sometime in July after the fifth Congress is sworn in.
Council member.
Why did we do that in July? Why can't we do it now?
Congresswoman Ruffalo Van.
Because he doesn't want you to.
I guess.
Well, we did that in July last year and it was to save the, I don't want to say argument because everyone's in favor of the direct services, but we did that in what, July last year to get it off our plate for the fall in a special session. And that was the money that came right off the top for direct services. So I'm in favor of getting them in July or August. August, maybe, for a special session.
All those in favor of postponing ONCA 1646 say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Next item is consideration of ONCR 1624, a resolution to request the form and amount of budgets for the fiscal year 2017 to assist the Osage Nation Congress in carrying out its constitutional duties. I believe that's sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards, yeah.
Yes, last year at this time, we passed out a resolution. It was an internal resolution. It expressed the desire of the Congress that the executive branch provide us budgetary information in a format. It passed. I would dare say that we didn't get the information in the format that we requested, but we're making an effort at least. And I do not understand why we are not trying to determine how much money we have and then to figure out how to spend it in a percentage basis or a lump sum so that we don't get budgets that exceed projected revenue and end up in the place we've been recently. So that's the reason for this resolution, and I actually, with the assistance of the of the Legislative Council, just prepared a budget template, which I'd like to pass out and let people look at it. And what it would do is it would provide a lump sum. We went over this today in the GovOps committee. It would provide a lump sum percentage to the Human Resources Department for the purposes of providing special adjustments, providing annual base pay adjustments, and providing performance financial recognition. And that appears to me how it's required in the law. We read it today. It's 19 ONC 3-106. So, you want me to make a copy of this? The appropriations chair sponsors these budget, sponsors these bills, right under the rules?
Yes, I know, yes.
So, this would just simply, this doesn't have to do with the template for the operating funds. It just provides for the merit bonus. It provides funding for the fiscal year for adjustments, base pay adjustments, and special adjustments, which are set out in the law.
So is that a substitute for the, is that a resolution or a bill?
It's just a form. It's the form of what the bill would look like that the appropriations chair would file for base pay adjustments, performance adjustments. I don't know how this year, I think they were all, this is how I think we got into a pickle. They were all spread out in the divisions, and this would allow for a lump sum appropriation, and then the executive branch can spread it out and report.
Just point of order, because ONCR 1624 says it's a resolution that we're considering to request the form and amount of budgets.
Alright. So I guess
so we are in this resolution requesting the form. So you're answering that request with this form, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm saying that we request that the Human Resources Department give us a requested lump sum amount for merit or pay for performance bonuses, give us a lump sum amount for salary, annual base pay adjustments, each branch, not just one, each branch, and then give us a percentage of the compensation funding for special adjustments. That's what the law says we're supposed to do.
So, let me ask Ms. Edward, so is that the form you're suggesting they use to respond to this request?
Yeah, let me pull the bill up. Yeah, I'd say that we just need to request, somebody have the bill handy?
The bill or the resolution?
The resolution, I'm sorry.
The resolution?
I'll give a call this way.
My book's right up here, if it's in there.
It's ONCA.
Okay.
Well, the agenda says ONCR 1624.
It's what it is.
Okay. Is it not ONCR?
Yeah, ONCR. We're meeting.
It's ONCR 1624.
We're going to review that. This resolution is a request for form and amount of budgets. From who? Is that from us internal? From? I'm just a little bit.
Okay, I'm a little confused.
Ray, is this the type of resolution that he could veto?
Is this just for us?
It's just asking them to provide us.
Oh, we are asking them to do it.
We're asking them to provide us with information. So the legislative branch, the congressional affairs, would provide us with a legislative branch budget not to exceed whatever the number is. And then the judicial branch would provide, the chief justice would provide us with a budget not to exceed this amount. And the executive branch would provide us with a operating fund budget not to exceed this amount. Then I think we should say that we should add an E, a lump, or one sum request from the Human Resources Department.
to send it over for signature.
For the following. The percentage, the A 1%.
Let me read it one more time.
Called Merit Performance Financial Recognition.
Congresswoman Edwards, I'm just curious to know. This is an internal resolution for Congress to remind Congress of things that we need to ask for previous to budgetary session.
Right.
And to remind us we need to request this information of the executive branch.
Right.
And that's what it's just to help us keep what our process is going to be straight, to request information out of HR, the executive office, the judicial branch, and in any other, let me see, I'm trying to see if there's any other.
There'd be.
I think that's a good idea because I think we get to budgetary session and that it's kind of like, we need this information, but we haven't requested it yet and haven't given them the time to thoroughly compile it. So I see what you're doing here. I like it.
And I thought they were getting everything prepared in July, so I thought it should happen now so that they know what we need so they can get it over here in July.
Well, it still seems like there's It still seems like there's a measure for us to have the responsibility to request it other than through this resolution. Is that correct or not correct? Is this resolution requesting it? Or are we going to send an official request for the information?
I think this is the resolution that says this is what Congress needs, and then I don't know who's going to request it. I guess the chair of appropriation can request it, or the speaker can request it. But it's a resolution. That's what we did last year.
Yes.
And I just thought it would help when we sit down, or whoever sits down in the 1st of September and says, okay, we've got to create these bills. Actually, they're going to probably have to create the bills before the session starts. And they say, okay, I've got this information here. Here's what the executive branch has given us for their operating expenses. And we've given them a number, and hopefully they've sent over that number. Here's what the judicial branch has sent us to plug in. We've given them a number, and they've given us back how that number plays out. And then the legislative branch does the same thing, but what we've got to do is figure out what those numbers are. So somebody's got to figure out the numbers. But that's what the goal is. Yes.
Thank you.
Assistant Chief, do you?
I don't think my questions are germane to the motion on the floor, but I'll have some questions after that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Any more questions? Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries. All
right. So, page 2, line 57, strike 2016 and insert 2017. Also, line 61. And 67.
61 and 67.
Yes.
Okay. I've got that.
Is there a second?
What about 52?
The 52 is when they need it.
Okay.
Second.
Second by Congressman Mason. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no. The motion carries. I have a question. The resolution I'm looking at has amounts in A, B, and C.
I'm trying really quick to get one more mistake out of there.
Okay.
Page 1, line 38, strike do not.
Okay. Dang, you're spoiling all my fun.
It's fine.
Strike do not. And that's it?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries.
Okay.
Okay. I see amounts in mine, and you had said earlier, you were reading it, you said in whatever amount.
All right. So
these amounts are supposed to be in the resolution, correct?
Yes. It's not necessarily these amounts.
Okay.
It can be a percentage of projected revenue, or it could be an amount of projected revenue, but it's for operating, and these are for operating funds. How each branch operates.
Congressman Mason.
I'm sitting here, I'm hearing two different things, because you have amounts or something in the resolution, and say we don't control it.
Well, these were the amounts, I think, that were in there last year.
I'm confused because this your resolution you're looking at not have those.
Yeah, it does. I'm saying I think I put those numbers. Well, we need to look at last year's and see. I think. But the other thing we need to do is figure out what those numbers are.
Okay.
So we have a vetoed resolution that says. That they don't like the number 47,330,000 because it doesn't include the permanent fund, but it does include the permanent fund because it's listed right underneath it. So I thought I heard people say that they don't want to request expenses that dip into the permanent fund. And I guess because that's what one thing we need to talk about. Is it the idea that when you're going to request a budget that is from the executive branch, that is some or all of $74 million? Or is it that we're going to request an operating budget from the executive branch that's limited to some or all of $47,330,000?
Assistant Chief. Is it the contingent of the sponsor that this is a matter internal only to the Congress?
Yeah. What we're going to request to work on our budgets.
So the last time this happened, it was sent over and it was vetoed, but this time there's no feeling that it needs to be sent over.
I don't think it was sent over last time. Mm-hmm.
Good veto.
I do. I'm reading the projected revenue veto.
So, a request for limitation on other branches' budgets is strictly an internal matter for the Congress.
A request, a congressional request that the executive branch provide an operating expense budget for the executive branch in this amount. Because we're preparing the bill. We could prepare a bill that, which I don't know why we would do that, but we could prepare a bill that says $100 million. But we don't want to do that because that exceeds projected revenue. We could prepare a bill that says $10 million, but we don't want to do that either because that's not sufficient for each branch to operate on. We know what our projected revenue is. Whether you guys like it or not, that's the treasurer that's told us this. This is how much money you can anticipate in projected revenue for next year. And so the idea here is to request a budget from each branch of government that assists the legislative branch in preparing the annual budget of the nation in an amount that does not exceed projected revenue.
And what is the price of not complying with your request?
I don't think you did it last year either. And I think
that doesn't answer my question.
Well, I would say chaos.
I would have to agree with that. Because my concern is the executive branch sends a budget over here for $50 million. Judicial branch sends one over here for $3 million, and we have one for $4 million. What do we do? Because we don't have that much money. There has to be some percentages of projected revenue or something, because otherwise all three branches could just, I mean, we could say we want a $10 million budget. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's got to be some communication. I don't know how we're going to get there, but...
Well, I would submit. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just don't want us to be in the situation where we were last year and probably the year before, where we get budgets over here that are well in excess. That budget may not be in excess of projected revenue, but when combined with the other budgets from the other two branches exceeds projected revenue, then we have a problem. Because all the money doesn't belong just to the executive branch. We have to have money to operate. The judicial branch has to have money to operate. So,
completely agree. What I disagree on is that it has to be preset.
I just think
it is. I think this body is here to resolve the very problem that you described.
And I think that's what we're trying to do.
That you're trying to resolve it in advance by limitation rather than after the fact during the budget process. And I think that's, if this is internal and you're not going to send it over, I think I'm wasting the committee's time. So thank you, appreciate the opportunity.
Councilman Edwards.
Well, I think we need to look at, remember my pie chart? We've got $47,330,000, right? Unless you want to include... And that is for doesn't have to be for direct services, but it probably should be for direct services. And operating expenses. And non-administrative expenses.
I agree that these are decisions we have to make. Does it have to be in this resolution in order for this to be?
Operations that you need to have.
Or is that something that we can work on internally?
We don't want to do that. We want you to do that. We have a limited amount of money to spread.
That's the problem. You've got two more days to presumably work on, and then after that, you could have interim, you could have interim meetings, I suppose. But you're not going to get a resolution. You're just going to have to get. I don't know. I would think that they would like to know what number we want, but maybe they don't care. Can I ask Eli a question? What was the amount of operating expenses for the judicial branch in 2016?
Tribal funds.
Mr. Bob.
Mr. Chair, in tribal funds, I believe it was $265,000, around there.
Okay. And that's the number that's in there right now. And in the legislative branch, what was the tribal fund?
Legislative branch. Lose.
Can you look? Because I have 2.4 written down here.
I would have the numbers on office, but don't have that handy.
And then when you're ready, get the executive branch and all its any. I think the Osage News, the Osage News is part of the division, right? So I don't think we need to list the Osage News because it's in that division, but it's on.
And that's what I'm sure.
And I don't know, do we want to have operating expenses where the enterprise boards to be included within the division budget? I guess so, or do you want it to be? I think that makes sense. I don't know. Does it make sense to have a separate section for the boards? And I can strike that out if you don't want to do it. I'll just strike that. So page 2, line 85, strike operating expenses for non-enterprise boards and compensation for board members should be included within the division budget according to the roles and responsibilities of its respective board. Well, hold on a second. Maybe not, because you said we want to try the enterprise board budget.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were striking, was up on line 75.
No, I think I'll draw that
motion. The total for the legislative branch was $2,399,000, so 2.4 million.
And what was the operating expense fund for the executive branch?
In tribal dollars, this year is $25,519,000.
But it's not business.
Does that include donations, which aren't operating funds?
It does include donations.
Does that include professional fees, which may or may not be operating funds?
It does include professional fees.
It does? Because, you know, it may or may not be. Probably not professional fees, but it's operating funds. But non-administrative expenses are really not, I would argue, not operating funds. Donations are definitely not operating. So, well, if you put 25 million,
I disagree that now.
If you put 25 million, then you put how much for the boards? That includes the boards.
That includes
the
boards.
Okay. So, 25 million. $265,000 and $2,400,000
is the total. Right, and those small things, I don't know. I haven't had a time to evaluate what that does. I don't know. Yes, I've got it on my desk. I think that too. I like it.
I need one.
I don't know that federal acquisition regulations are. Did you break the computer?
$225 million. No, just $25 million. But that includes.
$27,565,000.
$27,565,000. That leaves. That's total. And that leaves $20 million for everything else. Is that right?
Around that.
Yes.
Do we not have to consider that next year we are including program income and projected revenue? And those are expenditures that were not. That's going to increase the amount of operating costs for some of those programs based on us pulling all of their program income out of their operating budget.
No, because you're turning it into tribal revenue at that point, so it's essentially the same. The problem becomes if you were to not realize that program income as part of your tribal revenue. Your tribal revenue number that's been estimated by the treasurer would then fall short, and you would have a shortfall in what you've appropriated to your operating expenses.
I just want to make sure we're not excluding any expenses that.
No. There are federal funds attached to each of those bills. It's not accounted for at this point through these numbers. And the program revenue is also not included at that point. Some of those program expenses could be included in your budgets, but they're currently not requiring tribal dollars to meet those obligations. So it can reasonably be assumed that if they were relying on that program income, if you turn it into tribal revenue, the need for that would not change. So essentially be a wash. If you automatically assume that program revenue is tribal revenue, you're still going to need to spend it as if it were tribal or as if it were program.
So if we have, how much is our total for payroll? We look at merit, bonuses, benefits, and salaries?
I have that number estimated on a chart. I don't have that in this room.
Well, I'd like to, if we're not going to be able to finish this, I want to move on to the next resolution.
We're so friendly.
I guess we'll do it tomorrow. Sometimes.
I don't know what else we've got other than these numbers.
I think the number we're going to put in there for executive branch is going to be your all, because they're going to send us what they want to send us.
And then I move to strike on line 69, $23,500,000, and insert $25,500,000.
Is there a second?
Strike $23,500,000 and insert $25,500,000. The same amount of money is.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries.
Move to report. ONCA, OECR.
I'm really sorry we're going to do that.
So, page 1, line 5, strike A and insert R.
Really?
It's an ONCA.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Carson Mason. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no.
To report ONCR, 16.4 to the Congress. If it didn't pass, as amended.
As amended.
Recommendation.
Do pass recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Congressman Mason, any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Okay. Next item on the agenda is ONCR 1629. Remove amendments to the county fiscal management policy filed for Congress. Sponsored by me, I believe. Congressman Shaw is the vice chair. We have the assistant vice chair.
No.
Put somebody in charge for the.
Congresswoman Pratt, you want to take over?
Okay, Congressman, you're the floor.
I received a request from the executive branch. They're wanting to amend the, you should have a copy of the policies, fiscal management policy for the Osage Nation. There are, on page 4 of 6, there's a highlighted section of procurement. And on page 2 of 6, I guess we don't know. Page 2 of 6, highlighted under cash disbursements and expenditures. My understanding is that they are wanting to streamline the process for procurement and to get more in line with the federal acquisition regulations. And Tammy Leeper is here to answer questions. Would you like her to give you an overview of what they're wanting to do?
Can I ask you a question first?
Yes.
Is this the policies that we have right now, Eli? Fiscal management policies?
I've not reviewed them with that scrutiny. I've not actually seen that document that's been presented.
My understanding is yes, these are the policies we have, and the highlighted portion is what has changed.
Speaker Whitehorn.
It says the effective date of the policies that we're looking at is October 2nd, 2012. Is that the policy that?
To my understanding, there's not been another one since then.
Okay.
Committee, would you like for the speaker to join us for further discussion? Okay. Can you come up and please give your name and position for the listening audience?
Tammy Leeper, procurement officer.
Okay. Have a seat. Congressman Mason.
Why the change?
The change is to streamline the process, to get more in line with the federal acquisition registers, and it's one way that we are proposing to eliminate from having to hire another position in order to accommodate the increase in workflow.
Is that both of the items in here that were highlighted reflect the change?
Yes, the main change is the procurement policy. The cash disbursement policy is to remove that out of the signature level thresholds out of the policy and put that more into a procedural role, since it's more of a procedural function.
So the language that was in there, we don't see that language anymore?
Correct. The last sentence on the cash disbursements and expenditure approval levels, the last sentence is what is the actual change. It took out the dollar thresholds and put in the levels for the executive branch will be assigned by the principal chief.
What did it used to say?
That the director had signature authority up to $25,000. That the director of operations, how it was worded in the vision later, had signature authority up to $150,000, and the principal chief had signature authority over $100,000.
So now no one has signature authority except for the principal chief?
It's the principal chief, and then as he designates it, if it, the threshold would be set by his procedure.
His procedure or the? Or the Treasury's procedure
would be designated by the principal chief, so it would be his designation.
he's going to decide how much of signature authority everybody has, not the treasurer?
Yes.
How does that help streamline things?
The main streamline is within the procurement policy. This change is effective to, is more of the procedural level. So we were making one change with the procurement policy, and so we took both items that needed to be adjusted without having to come back for a second. So we highlighted both items.
This doesn't have anything to do with the other thing we're talking about.
Correct.
Who wants the signature authority to change?
That was discussion with the treasurer. We decided to make that change to merely the procedural versus policy designation.
We'll have to get a hold of her and see if she can be there.
When you were the treasurer, did you have directors that had signature authority? And then the director of operations had signature authority?
Directors had signature authority to a certain level, the controller had signature level to a certain level, the treasurer had it, and the chief, or the chief of staff had it. Well, I think that that's an internal procedure that they're going to establish, is to determine what they want the signature level.
Well, that's what they had. They created this policy. We approved it.
No, they didn't. Somebody in 2012 did.
Right. Wasn't the treasurer here? What about the next treasurer?
Treasurer was here.
And gave us this and said, here, this is what we want to do. And now this treasurer's leaving. We've got these signature authorities established.
Okay, committee, what would you like to do?
Move to table to the, what is it? Postpone to the call of the chair.
Motion's made. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
No.
And they please.
This is one.
The office is one. No.
What did you say?
Motion
to
adjourn.
That's a good thing to do. We haven't had time to review what the hell our policies are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry to wait so long. We're not here then.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thanks, Tammy.
Right now.